Yes, it's completely transforming and not in a good way. In addition to the killings you mentioned in the Amhara region in Merowe, we also have more recent killings in the capital of the Amhara region in Bahir Dar. And there have been calls for investigations for these extrajudicial killings of civilians, for the use of drones in these extrajudicial killings. But the challenge here is there's very few, if any, independent observers in those regions to actually find out what's happening. So if there's any investigation, it's going to be done by the Ethiopian government. So the Ethiopian government is going to be investigating itself, which raises its own challenges about the results of that investigation. I might also add, there's been a recent criticism of the Africa Union about its silence on some of these extrajudicial killings in Ethiopia. We recently had the heads of government meeting in Ethiopia, and nothing was said about these challenges within Ethiopia and about the challenges of the Africa Union infrastructure, the Peace and Security Committee, the Standby Force, and even just African heads of state standing up and speaking out against these extrajudicial killings.
Why the silence?
Because most of the leaders from the continent, unfortunately, are also engaged in the same kind of extrajudicial killings in their own countries. And, you know, it would be very hypocritical for the majority of them who are engaged in what Prime Minister Abiy, the killings Prime Minister Abiy is engaged in Ethiopia, to criticize him when they themselves are undemocratic and are also engaged in extrajudicial killings of minority groups. They're engaged in taking over power through unconstitutional means, or even in these murders and abductions. So this is why it becomes a problem for them to criticize Ethiopia on some of its human rights abuses.
So what happens as we move forward as far as the security for not only Ethiopia, but the whole Horn Africa region?
I think this is a very important question, because the way forward is really challenging. Ethiopia's problems did not start in 2024. These are historical pre-colonial issues that will really have to be settled by enlightened leadership going forward. I do not feel that the conflicts in Ethiopia can be settled entirely using military force. There has to be some form of way, either confederation, power sharing, negotiation, you know, reconciliation of a lot of the massacres from the past going forward. There'll need to be a lot of investment in diplomatic infrastructure and also in early warning systems within the country to raise red flags when particular regions are facing problems. But as we know, Ethiopia is, as we've said, is the second largest population in Africa. It's a very mountainous country. So if the government's going to use military force to try and bring down some of these groups, it's virtually impossible, because your opponents can hide in the mountains and launch guerrilla attacks for long, long period, and it's ultimately the civilians who will suffer. So I really think it needs the Africa Union intervention from outside, but also major powers putting some pressure on the Ethiopian government to settle some of these disputes. But I think we also need more transformative leadership from Prime Minister Abiy, because this use of brute military force anytime there's any kind of problem in the country, I think is very counterproductive for Ethiopia and for the sub-region.